you got photographs
right, well,
at some point.
I'm at the end of Leicester 2020, and I'm talking to Wayne. Now, Wayne, tell us who you are.
Yes, I'm Councillor Wayne Naylor, and I'm the Cabinet Lead for Community Safety and Health.
And we got talking about the EDL stuff and the use of social media. And you're saying really interesting things about how that was handled. Yeah.
I'm going to say, right from the beginning, during the whole of the planning process, I mean, the whole of the planning process was really difficult in the fact that we were saying all along that, you know, are we doing enough? Is it going to be too much? The whole response. The whole way that we dealt with the community really, really made a huge difference. But social networking was so key to that.
Yeah.
And I'd said all the way along that, you know, had we been in touch with the Amplified Network, I know Inspector Bill Knott is a member of that.
Yeah, he is.
And he was saying that, you know, he'd been in touch with people. But the whole thing of trying to make sure that the right information got across and that people were kept informed, but properly informed and not because there were so many rumours that were flying about.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to differentiate between the two. Is the difference between us having a lot more people there and for us actually only having the amount that were there. I mean, we had 1,700 between the two protests.
Yeah.
But if we hadn't have dealt with the social media side of it in the way that we did and the information side of it, we could have seen as many as 6,000 people in the city centre.
Yeah.
So, you know, it made such a difference.
Mm. And you talked about reclaiming the city as well after the protest had happened. How did you reclaim the city?
Well, we had a community event on the Sunday, which was the one We Are One Leicester Day.
Yeah.
And we had a number of local groups get involved in that. We had people from all over the city get involved in it, all from different backgrounds. Billy Bragg came, and he performed and you know showed his support. And myself, the leader of the council, Councillor VGA Patel, and Councillor Mohammed Dawood, we actually gave the opening speeches at it. Well, we said about what had happened. I mean, my speech really kind of was around what had happened with the EDL and the reason why they'd come. And I read out a poem, which was "We Are the We Came for the Communists." It's a very famous poem.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
But it actually ends with the lines, "Then they came for me, but there was nobody left to shout for me." And I thought that was really poignant in the fact that, you know, on that day, the EDL came for the...
But you allowed the EDL to come here and do whatever they did.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you can't... Whereas you can stop a march, you can't stop static protests.
Right.
So we'd done everything that we could to actually stop a march, and we got that, but there was nothing we could do about the protests. So the way in which we'd handled the protests, and we'd actually sort of enclosed them, there was no line of sight between the two separate factions, you know, and it was actually very well controlled and tightly controlled.
Yeah.
That was the best that we could do it, you know, and it was proportionate, and it wasn't heavy-handed. Yeah. So,
how do you think the police handled it?
Superbly. I've got great admiration for the police and the way that Chief Superintendent Rob Nixon commanded the whole group was just outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, it was proportionate. It stepped up as it needed to step up. All the officers, you know, showed a lot of compassion and a lot of consideration in a very difficult situation where that wasn't being shown to them.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, they didn't lose the temper. They didn't step out of line. They performed magnificently.
And what about the response of the people of Leicester in the aftermath?
Superb. I mean, the support that we had in the way that we were dealing with things was great beforehand.
Yeah.
But to see so many people come to the event on the Sunday was just really
heartwarming.
How many
people came?
There were somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000.
Right, so you had 1,700 EDL people, and then the next day you had
8,000 local people came out to celebrate.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's just awesome. And it was something else to really be there.
What is interesting for me, because I'm not local to this area. I mean, I live in Kent and I was born in Bradford. What was interesting for me was seeing the activity on Twitter in particular, and seeing how Twitter was being used to communicate what was really happening rather than the sort of rumours and, you know, that was amazing, wasn't
it? Well, yeah, I mean, the amount of rumours that were going out and about through text was unbelievable. If you'd have believed all the rumours, yeah, most of the city centre was on fire, buses were on fire, people had been killed, people had been stabbed. It was horrendous.
Right.
But the reality was, is we had 13 arrests.
Yeah.
We had a handful of bricks removed from one area.
Yeah.
And a bollard displaced. And right. Two windows smashed.
Right.
And one police officer was injured.
Right.
And that, so the reality, that was the reality.
So you were using the social media to communicate the reality, not the rumours.
And what was happening is that the police and everybody involved, they were using their tweets trying to make sure that the truth was getting out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, I was texting people myself saying what was going on, but, you know, people were telling me at the time, this is happening, this... No, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
And it was about really keeping it calm, keeping it sensible, making sure the truth gets out, you know, so...
Brilliant.
It was quite something.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us about that.